and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. My name is Kristen, and today we'll be looking at the readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 5th, 2023. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you speak to all of us and each of us in and through every single scripture, and you choose the readings through the church to speak a specific message to us every single day and every single Sunday. Lord, help us to hear you speaking to each of us, not just to the people from thousands of years ago, not just to someone somewhere else. Help us, Lord, to encounter you in and through the scriptures for this Sunday's Mass so that we might know what you are giving to us, what you are asking of us, what you are giving us the power to do. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I don't know if they do this where you live, but where I live, in the wintertime, we sometimes get snow and ice. So what they do when snow and ice are in the forecast is they send out trucks with this, it's like salt water. It's salt water solution that they spray on the roads before there's even a flurry in the sky in preparation for the snow and ice. And amazingly, this salt water, it makes, you know, kind of stripes on the road. You can see it, these little white stripes on the road. And that's how you know, oh, they must be predicting snow. But it's incredible because then when the snow and ice does come and it lands on the road, it immediately melts because the salt melts the snow. It reduces the freezing temperature for water. It changes the way water freezes. And so it becomes much more likely that it will be a snow and ice-free drive. So it's pretty interesting because, you know, salt, we use it every day in our house. I'm sure you use it every day in your house. It makes food taste good, right? We know that. But it's used on roads and other places to keep ice out of the way, to prevent people from dangerous situations, right? Car crashes and things like that. But salt has a few other uses too. In Jesus' time, because he's talking about us being salt, he said, you are the salt of the earth. Salt had several uses back then too. And the first is, of course, for flavor, right? You'd put salt on something to make it delicious, just like we do now. In Israel, they didn't really have an ice problem, so I doubt that was one of the ways they used it. But they did use it for preserving food. Because ice was not a problem and ice wasn't even an option in Jesus' time, in Jesus' place, they didn't have refrigerators or coolers or freezers. So in order to keep meat edible for longer than a few hours, they had to find a way to preserve it, to keep it safe, to keep it healthy. And so they added salt, and salt preserved it. It prevented it from going bad. So salt, when it's spread over something that's good, can prevent that good thing from turning bad. Salt, when it's spread over something that's dangerous, like ice on the road, it can remove the dangerous nature of that thing. And there's one other way that salt was really kind of big in Jesus' time. When an army would go into enemy territory and would conquer their enemy, they would burn everything to the ground and kill a lot of people, which is terrible. But they would also salt the land. They would put salt all over the farming fields, and it would destroy the soil. It would ruin the soil's ability to grow crops. And it was a really terrible thing, right? Because it ruined people's lives. But what they were trying to do was not just conquer their enemy for now. They were trying to conquer their enemy in a more permanent way with simple salt. Salt has a lot of uses. And I think we need to think about that when we read the gospel for this Sunday. And Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. But every single use of salt requires spreading salt out. It requires taking salt out of the canister that we have in our kitchen and sprinkling it, spreading it out over the food we eat. When it's on the roads, it means taking it out of the big storehouses where they keep winter salt and mixing it with water and then spraying it, spreading it out over many, many miles. In Jesus' time, when you would use salt to preserve food, you would spread it out and surround the food in this salt. And when you would ruin someone's fields, the fields of your enemies, you would sprinkle salt, you would spread it out. And it's the same thing with light. Light is useful when it is spread out in the darkness, right? If you just had one room in your house that was so bright, you could hardly even enter it because there's so much light in it, but the entire rest of your house was dark, that would be sort of ridiculous. If you had pounds and pounds of salt, but you never wanted to separate it, right? Like, oh, I think salt should stay with its other salt friends. It should stay comfortable in its little canister. It would be useless. It would be no longer good for anything, as Jesus says. My friends, we are called the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And if we are going to be what Jesus tells us we are and we ought to be, it means we have to spread out. It means we have to get out of the salt shaker where it's comfortable and where we are hanging out with everyone who is like us. It means we can't be a light in a room full of other lights because that's useless. God sends light to light up darkness. God sends salt to make delicious and safe and preserve things which are at risk of being boring or dangerous or spoiled. We cannot just hang out with other people who love Jesus and think that we're doing God's will. He is sending us. He is calling on us. It is His plan for saving the world that we would go out and bring His goodness to the world. If salt stayed in its shaker, it would be useless. And if we stay only hanging out with other Catholic people who love Jesus and who love us, where it's very comfortable and it's very safe, we are not being the salt and the light. So this week, I would really challenge you, and I'm going to challenge myself because I like to be comfortable, right? I like to be comfortable, but Pope Benedict said many years ago, the world will offer you comfort, but you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness. And greatness, yes, is uncomfortable. Greatness, yes, means you have to go be a light in darkness. So you have to go figure out where that darkness is in your real life. And you have to be salt to the world. And that means you have to go somewhere that does not yet have salt. So this week, I challenge you and I challenge myself to ask the Holy Spirit to help us let go of comfort, to let go of all the things that make us feel safe and secure. Not because safety and security is bad, but safe and secure being surrounded only by other people who love Jesus. And ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, where is there darkness? What darkness are you calling me to shine in? Where is there blandness or danger or an enemy or something at risk of being spoiled where I can go be salt there? Lord Jesus, you call us to be salt and light. And these are not just words. This is a hard challenge. And we can look at the apostles. Lord, you kept them together for 3 years as they followed you. But then after that, you spread them out and you sent them on mission to go to the darkness and to go to the places that needed salt. Lord, you do the same for us. There is a time when we are meant to be with other people, growing in our own saltiness and light. And there is a time when you are sending us out to bring that salt and light to the world. Lord, help us to know. Help us to know the right time to go to the darkness and help us to know the darkness to which you are sending us. Help us to know the right time to go and be salt elsewhere and give us the courage to do it, to bring you there, Lord, so that everything may be changed by your love. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hey, moms and dads, do you want to help your kids grow in faith and become the awesome, holy humans that God created them to be? We're going to go ahead and assume that since you're listening to this podcast, your answer is yes. And you're in luck because we want to help you do this. We're launching a brand new online hub, a community for Catholics who want to raise a family of faith and the resources to actually help them do it. Find out more by visiting www.ablazefamily.org/hub.